Hey, I am the Ape Man. I am the Ape Man. I am the Walrus. No, I am Dominic D'Angelo. And it is Rumor Innuendo Friday. It is a no swear Friday. Reminding Marcus, no swearing on Friday. No swearing anytime on Rumor Innuendo. I am here with my degenerate brother, who cursed in the first 5 seconds of this show yesterday, Mr. Marcus D'Angelo. Marcus, welcome back. No swearing.
Dom, I learned a couple new swears. I'd like to try them out.
Oh, D-Willikers, don't say nothing.
All right. Don't say nothing. I will keep them to myself. We'll keep it PG era here on Rumor and Innuendo today, Dom.
Yeah, happy Friday. How do you feel about a Friday heading into WrestleMania week coming up here?
Oh, man. You know, the fact that a week from right now, I'm going to be in one of the filthiest cities in the world. I'm just kidding. Love Philly. Not really. But yeah, it's I'm really looking forward to getting out there and having a good time and seeing some folks. And man, there's nothing like WrestleMania weekend, is there?
No, there really isn't. It's going to be quite the experience, especially being in a wrestling town like Philadelphia. Marcus, we're going to probably rip it up with the Blue Media. I'm going to say it's probably going to happen.
Is that Thursday?
Mania? Mania Mania at McCusker's. Free.
We'll be there, ladies and gents. We will be there.
Gonna get a picture. Marcus, how much do you charge for a picture nowadays, you egocentric jerk face?
You know, I'm fair about it, Dom. 50 for an autograph, 50 for a photo, 110 for a combo. So it's
okay. You just check it up.
It's a good deal. Yeah.
Hey, well, I'm pretty jacked for SmackDown tonight. We got quite the lineup here. We got the big hype is Jade Cargill making her first SmackDown appearance. That's what it's. I don't think she's having a match, but I think she is going to. She's definitely going to be on there. That's what they're saying. So this is how WWE described it, Marcus. Let me read this to you. A little reading time here. The storm is about to descend on the Mohegan Sun because the moment everyone has been waiting for is finally here. Newly signed SmackDown superstar Jade Cargill is moving her palace to the blue brand. She is the trending topic. She is the highlight. She is making her first appearance on SmackDown this Friday. Cargill enjoyed an eye-opening performance during her first WWE match, competing in the 2024 Royal Rumble and eliminating Nia Jax and Becky Lynch. Wow, how about that? So, Marcus, yes, Jade Cargill. We have always been major fans of Jade Cargill since her AEW debut with Shaq and Cody Rhodes. How about that? So, how do you think? What do you expect here tonight with Jade Cargill going on?
Well, first of all, Jim Broderick over there just speaking truths right now. The heart and soul of that free show is Dominic. We're here. Super glad you have a mustache today. Just thrilled to be part of the show. So when it comes to Jade Cargill, man, big fan of anything that she does. You know, a lot of people are going to point to her and say like, she's a little too green. You know, I don't know that she's ready for the spotlight. Nope, she's 100% ready. Put her in the spot, put her with performers that have a lot more experience than she does. And you do that for 6 months and she'll be pretty well caught up and ready to go.
Right, right. How would you position her for WrestleMania? Would you try to fit her into a match or what would you do exactly at this juncture? I mean, because it's a week away.
Yeah, I don't know. I could see it working out well to put her into a tag team situation with somebody who's an experienced veteran. You know, again, you learn by watching. You know, Kevin Nash said that about his career many times, where he said like, hey, you know, I had the benefit of standing outside the ring while Scott Hall and Shawn Michaels were working, and I got to watch and see and learn, and I got better. I think that you can do a similar thing with Jade Cargill, but maybe have her in a tag team so that she can watch from the apron and get tagged in and get walked through things, and man, she's gonna be fine.
Oh yeah, 100%, and she will. I made the prediction on Gagne and Magnum one time that I think Tiffany Stratton is going to be a main event person at WrestleMania next year. And I could see that for Jade Cargill too, you know?
Yes. And shout out to Robert Karpeless. Yes. There's no replacing you, Robert. I'm just doing my best, pal.
Yes. Shout out to everyone from New York City. Robert Karpeless is in NYC and he thanks the D'Angelo brothers for holding down the fort. We're doing the darndest we can, Robert. I didn't mispronounce anything yet, but wait and see. It's going to happen. Yeah.
There might be a swear. There will be some mispronunciation.
No, there will be no swears.
You never know. All right. What's the next topic?
Well, I'll run down the rest of SmackDown here, but I did want to mention this. No mention of The Rock, no mention of Cody, no mention of Roman, no mention of Seth, no mention of the Bloodline tonight in advance for SmackDown. Obviously, Raw was major, big time, like crazy big time. and felt like one of the best in like 20 years almost. But what do you think they should? Obviously, they should do something. But what do you? How do you think they're going to handle that tonight without all those names happening on SmackDown?
Yeah, it's, you know, a hot take. I don't know if they need to do anything with it. I think that this thing is about as red hot as it's going to be. You know, obviously a little extra building between now and Mania is certainly not going to hurt things. But man, it's let's tell some other stories on the way to Mania as well. I don't think that you need to hammer on the Bloodline Rock Cody storyline.
Well, you know, the only thing I would think is what if you did harken back to 2001. Rock Austin, you get that My Way Limp Bizkit video package going down. Find a good, put something together like that, really hype up, amp it up even more. That's basically, I think, all you would need tonight. And then you got Go Home for Raw next Monday in Brooklyn with The Rock is going to be there. Then it's off to the races there. So I think maybe something like that would really pack a punch, so to speak.
And then at Mania, Fred Durst live sings Cody Rhodes' entrance theme as he's coming out.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cody Rhodes comes down to the ring on a chopper.
Yeah.
see, this is a layup, Dom. We're booking the whole thing right now.
I like it. Well, also on SmackDown, the tag team tournament continues to see who gets into this tag team six-pack thing. The Street Profits will be taking on A-Town Down Under. I like that tandem of Austin Theory and Grayson Waller.
Love them.
And then you have to, there'll be the New Catch Republic taking on Legado del Fantasma to see who advances there. You know, Street Profits, they're kind of in a feud with AOP, Karrion Kross, and all them stuff. So I could think that maybe something might happen in that regard where A-Town Down Under seems like they would be a good fit for this kind of match going in, being this like two legitimate rising stars in Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, put them in a thing like this with R-Truth, Miz, all those guys. And I think that would make a lot of sense. New Catch Republic, in the Legado del Fantasma, they're embroiled in the feud too with Rey Mysterio and Santos Escobar. So I could see them kind of separating off too. So New Catch Republic could kind of be in there and kind of show almost like the, you know, the catch can style in a ladder match, which would be pretty interesting. So I could see that. Yeah. Holding like that. And then also on the card is Dakota Kai versus Bianca Belair. Continuing some stuff with the damage control and Bianca Belair kind of finding that lay of the land of where she's going to be at in WrestleMania. And in addition to that, we have Kevin Owens and Randy Orton tagging up to face Pretty Deadly. Marcus, have you experienced Pretty Deadly yet at all? Do you know who? Are you familiar with them too much?
Smart me up, Dom. I'm sure I've seen it, but maybe I'm not putting.
So they're like they're a tag team from NXT, but Elton Prince and I am blanking on the other individual's name, but very creative, very fun, like heel kind of classic 1990s tag team.
All right, need more of that.
Yeah, they're obviously gonna do the job, I think, tonight here with Kevin Owens and Randy Orton, but should be a fun match, I think, too. But yeah, very interesting stuff heading into SmackDown. Not a lot promoted besides Cargill. So it will be interesting to see how they handle these 2 hours moving forward tonight. I'm sure we'll get a lot of hype for other things going on.
I think it's a good way for WWE to also see what they've got without that, you know, without their main storyline. Like, okay, we're not going to advertise anything for the storyline. Why don't we see how this thing plays out? Like, let's see how many viewers we can capture without promoting the main storyline at all.
Could you see potentially them surprising us yet again with somebody appearing, like almost what The Rock did on Monday? Not The Rock, but
in all likelihood, I would guess that that's the case. But man, now you've got me sold on this Limp Bizkit video package. Let's do that.
Just bring it. Let's bring it.
Creed.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Creed would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Nickelback.
Okay. All right.
Remember the band Tantric, Marcus?
Big I do. I do. Tantric, they would be perfect for this. Let's just do a throwback like 90s video package too.
Right. I would like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Soul Patch. I think I could go with Soul Patch by next week.
All right. Let's start filming this thing, Dom. We got to get to work.
Speaking of Soul Patches and what they can do in the bedroom, let's talk about Blue Chew. Wow. This episode
never heard a sentence like that structure ever. Go ahead.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Do you remember? Now you can increase your performance and get the extra confidence in bed. Hey, listen up, BlueChew.com. Listen up, Marcus. Listen. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of the licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive a prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations. I'm great at awkward conversations, though, let me tell you that, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. of A. Ho, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, baby, and prepared and shipped and direct to your door in a discreet package, yes. So you could be missing out on the best sex of your life. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code Rumor at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Rumor to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Thank you, Blue Chew.
Well, you mentioned Hacksaw Jim Duggan. If you want to, he's got the 2x4. If you want to work with a real piece of lumber, you got to try out some Blue Chew, pal. You can drive a nail with that thing.
My goodness gracious. Goodness gracious, Marcus. Yes. Hey, what else we are talking about here today is, yes, Marcus, Dynamite. We're talking about Dynamite yet again.
Oh, boy.
It's not good news, man. It's not good news. The Dynamite was a bit of a dud in the ratings Wednesday night. So this is from SCScoop.com. Obviously, we get it from WrestleNomics. Brandon Thurston, shout out to him. AEW Dynamite scored 747,000 overnight viewers.
I didn't even swear and you're flustered. What's going on with you?
I don't know. I don't know. I just numbers confuse me very badly. 747,000 overnight viewers, WrestleNomic reports, which is the worst number for the show since April 7th of 2021. The show started with 900,039 viewers and immediately dropped to 800,000 and 2,000 viewers for quarter two, marking it a 15% drop within the first quarter. So, Marcus, people kind of stuck around for the opening match of Will Ospreay, but then boom, gone. And you know what? That lead in of Big Bang Theory was probably all accounts why they had that 900,039. But things even got worse, Marcus, in the coveted 18 to 49 demographic, which scored a 0.23 rating. This is the worst number in the demographic since June 24th, 2020 episode. Dynamite was ranked third for the day on cable in the 18 to 49 demographic behind the NBA games on ESPN. Marcus, you know, AEW has not reached over a million and it's got to be well over a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And, you know, excuses have been made. Tony Khan always promotes when they beat out the NBA too, in cable, everything like that. But this is cause for concern, I think.
Yeah, it is. I think it really points to the fact, and look, there's going to be an argument on the other side as soon as I finish saying that, so let me address it afterwards. But it really points to the fact that I don't think that matches draw people. Now, did Will Ospreay in that opening match draw folks? Of course it did. But I think for you to sustain viewership, it's not matches. It's not matchups. And it's not like, oh, boy, I can't wait to see that, because you're catering to a very small portion of the audience that like is super into New Japan Pro Wrestling, loves the super indie scene. You need to cater to a broader audience by telling compelling stories on television. Now I know that I think he brought in some writer or something like that, possibly from WWE. Yep. So that's great. But if I were Tony Khan, I would just hyper focus on telling great stories and have the matches be part of that.
Yeah, I think the aspect is you tune in for the stars too. You would turn in for the story and the stars. And you know what? If you're just getting matches fed to you, and like I said yesterday on there, it was very much a match-oriented show where there was like little story development, but not a whole lot at all. And, you know, I think it really speaks to the aspect of focusing on those stars. Marcus, part of the reason I was kind of excited about Ospreay opening the show was because I was like, oh, maybe this means we get to hear him talk later on. That's what I was excited about. Like, and we didn't get that. We did not get a follow-up with Will Ospreay at all after that match. That was it. Okada, who they've been paid big money for, all he was in a backstage segment pulling up in a Ferrari and then watching the Bucks on TV. That was it.
Like, what if you had somebody attack Ospreay after the match? He's doing a post-match interview and he gets attacked, you know? Like, it's simple little things like that.
You have plenty of time in between that and Dynasty where he faces Bryan Danielson. Heck, make it a Blackpool Combat Club. Have Cesaro come out and beat the crap out of him or something like that. Or Castagnoli, you know?
Claudio versus Will Ospreay. Come on. I mean, that's good stuff. And look, you know, the way I kind of think of wrestling as far as like how to bring people in is like, let's compare it to a soap opera, which I know wrestling gets compared to a lot. You'll watch a soap opera, but you're not going to stick around just because there's beautiful people on screen. The beautiful people are nice. You want to see attractive people. However, what's going to make you stick around is a great story being told. The beautiful people on top of the great story. That's why soap operas get a great audience.
Marcus, they need a Victor Newman. That's what they need.
That's wow. Well said, Dominic.
Thank you.
Well said.
They do. Young and the Restless for life, baby. Yeah, I think Eric Bischoff, we talked about his feud with Eric Bischoff yesterday. Eric Bischoff actually did a live YouTube thing, and aired that, talked about all that stuff. And he had some great perspective, like really good perspective. And I know Tony Khan does not get along with Eric. And, you know, Eric pulls no punches. The aspect is taking constructive criticism in the best way you can possible, filtering out the haters. I don't think Bischoff's a hater whatsoever. No. He wants to see wrestling succeed, AEW succeed. And, you know, I think it would behoove Tony Khan to listen to voices like a Conan, like a Eric Bischoff, like a Kevin Nash, you name it. You have to just be open to stuff. And this is the time to really, this is a reality check. This is another reality check where you brought in Mercedes Moné, you brought in Okada, you signed Ospreay, big free agents, but you're still not doing anything in the ratings. It's tapering down, and you want to build this back up. You're saying this is a new era, a new dynasty is what AEW is going to be. You got to deliver on it. You got to change the game plan. It's time to do it. It's time.
And look, if you want to come up with some good, fun, compelling storylines, like look into wrestling's past. I'm not saying rip off these old storylines, but like if you look back into Georgia Championship Wrestling, Florida Championship Wrestling, like there's so much great stuff out there, so many cool, unique storylines that you can reuse, recycle, rebrand, however you want to put it. And put your own spin on them, man. It's like, to me, there's two steps to this whole thing. You taper down your roster so that you've really got things fine tuned as far as how you're going to handle each quarter hour of television. And then you start to really investigate storylines and the storylines that have worked in wrestling, whether they're from the 70s, 80s, earlier than that, whenever.
Aristotle
stuff, Dominic, Greco-Roman wrestling. Not that, but really look back to, you know, a Georgia Championship Wrestling or something and look at some of those storylines and figure out how you can start to incorporate great storytelling with wrestling as part of that.
Absolutely. Marcus, and like if they did that, they'd be running wild. Like WrestleMania World is going to this week, WrestleMania week coming up, because Hulk Hogan, brother, is going to be there, dude. He's going to be there. WWE confirmed that Hulk Hogan will be at WWE World, the first ever Fanatics fan event, Jack. He will do a meet and greet and sign autographs. Marcus, we kind of expected Hulk Hogan probably to be there. It's WrestleMania 40. You kind of think that.
Yeah.
You think they're going to involve him in the actual WrestleMania event at all, incorporate him into the show?
Maybe like a cameo, I would say, is about all you're going to get out of the Hulkster. I don't see him getting physical, like even as far as a punch, you know, with somebody is concerned. But yeah, maybe like a cameo, or, you know, somebody's doing a backstage segment and Hogan comes on screen or something. I could see something like that happening. But yeah, it's, you know, look, Hulk Hogan is he is who he is. And I think that we all, you know, have our varying opinions when it comes to the Hulkster. But he's a pop culture icon. And he's a guy who put pro wrestling on the map. He was a big part of what they did there 40 years ago, probably the biggest part of what they did there 40 years ago. So, yeah, it makes sense to have him there in some capacity.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to, I'm sure they'll involve him in some form or fashion. And yeah, I think they should too, and to a very good extent. So, hey, Marcus, man, all this talk, you know, Hogan, I'm thinking about Pasta Mania. I'm thinking about a lot of this stuff.
Ooh.
But hey, you know what I'm really craving is Factor, man. Factor.
Factor meals, baby.
Factor meals. Yes. Eating is better. Is better. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready to eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just two minutes. You have over 35 options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons you can help stay fueled and feeling good all day long. Hey, what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Two-minute meals. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. Pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat. So there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. Flexible for your schedule. And Marcus, me and you, we need to be flexible here with our schedules. I tell you that much. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast premium options with no cooking required. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. So head to factormeals.com/rumor50 and use code rumor50 to get 50% off. That's code rumor50 at factormeals.com/rumor50. Get 50% off. Factor Meals, man, it was great. I love it. I mean, I don't even have a microwave, and I can put them in the toaster oven, and it just works just fine like that too, man. It's really great in a pinch and everything.
Dude, it's like, look, the easy way to go, you've got a busy day, maybe you're at your kid's practice or something like that until 7 p.m. or something. The easy way to go is always to say, like, I'm just going to order takeout, or I'm going to swing by fast food or whatever. Why don't you spend less money and then have no cleanup afterwards? Dude, Factor Meals, it's a layup, man.
It is a layup. Hey, speaking of layups, we have a coach in the house. Coach Keith Morrison, he says, hello to my favorite brother tag team. Yeah, Keith, hope to see you in Philly, brother.
It's gonna be good. Dude, we got to hang out while we're there.
Gotta hang out, no doubt about it. So, okay, Mark, up next, speaking of AEW, we have Matt Hardy is weighing his options. So he said on the Extreme Life here with John Alba, there's little news going along with my contract negotiations. I have an AEW contract sitting in front of me for a few years, and I'm looking through it. I'm deciding what I want to do going forward. There's obviously still some options. I got to make sure I'm aware of the ins and outs of the contract, and I want to make sure everything is up to par as far as I want it to be, because once again, I know I only have a couple more years left of doing this, and I want to make the most out of those years, whatever it may be. I want to be optimized in whatever I am doing. So it's very important to me. So I'm very happy to be invited to return to AEW and work for AEW for the foreseeable future. But we shall see, because right now I'm weighing the options. There's a couple things out there, and I would say in the next month, I should probably know my immediate future. So how about that, Marcus? Yes, if you've seen pictures of Matt online, he's been getting in shape like big time, like cutting weight, definitely getting ready for the next era of his career, whatever he decides to do. But yeah, just a valuable asset, I think, still in pro wrestling, akin to the lines of RVD, akin to the lines of Chris Jericho, akin to all those guys that still are able to go at a Dustin Rhodes. You know, how AEW has handled him, how AEW has handled Jeff. I know Jeff has had his own missteps and stuff like that, but it's not been good. Like, it's been, you know, Matt's been put on the back burner, and they're two big stars. And, you know, he's a viable commodity, and I think he would really fit great back in the WWE. Marcus, what do you kind of think of Matt Hardy's future?
Man, I think that Matt Hardy's a smart guy. He's been in wrestling for a long time, and he knows that when he puts something like that out, it's kind of a two-tiered thing. He's letting WWE know that there's potential interest there. He's also telling AEW, hey, you might want to add a little bit more cheese on my Whopper here to ensure that I stick around with AEW. So yeah, it's, you know, Matt's a smart guy, and to your point, not just smart guy, a guy who brings a lot of value to professional wrestling, him and his brother. And yes, Jeff, as you said, has had his problems, but there's no denying the value that the Hardy Boys have and the name equity that they have. So, man, it's whether they're in AEW or they make one more run in WWE before they kind of say goodbye to professional wrestling, they're adding value wherever they go.
Yeah, man. And you think, too, I think Matt, like you kind of, he expressed it in that quote, too, he wants to make the most out of these 2 years that he's two or so years that he has left, and getting in shape and showing that he's like wanting to still be an active participant in the ring. He hasn't gotten that many opportunities this recently in AEW. And, you know, I think that's going to be a part of incentives for him too. Obviously money's a big deal. Obviously he's big money, Matt. That's a big factor, I'm sure. So, I mean, but you got to think about where you're going to make the most value out of the time that you have for your body and the bump card that you have and all that stuff. So it's lots coming into play. That's a smart dude. He'll make the right decision, whatever he decides.
Where do you hope he goes, Dom? Dom is a fan.
It's tough. I don't mind either one, to be honest. If you were to go to AEW or WWE, I think it would be really rewarding for him to be back in WWE. And I think in the new landscape that Triple H has kind of laid out for everybody, there could be some great value. Him even being on NXT and kind of elevating that brand in a lot of ways would be very cool to see too. It's a cool time to be like a veteran wrestler in pro wrestling, I think, right now.
And, no doubt about it.
You know, how about you, Marcus, real quick before we move on?
Yeah, I don't know. Hard for me to say, too. I guess I kind of lean toward WWE, but that's just more because it's like, hey, I wonder what kind of combinations we could see over there. You know, more than anything, I want Matt to go somewhere where he's going to make the most amount of money and have the most success. So whether that's AEW or WWE, I'm here for it.
Right. 100%. A lot of value. Leverage is awesome in pro wrestling. You'd love to see that. So
need it.
Mm-hmm. Need it. Definitely need it. Hey, guess what else we need, Marcus? We're going to run through these real quick. It's the Slammies coming up. Voting is closed, guys, so you cannot vote anymore for the Slammies. But this just kind of hit my radar. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through some of the main categories. And Marcus, you take your pick of who you think should win it. And I'll do the same. And then we'll move on. And then we'll close the show. That'll be it. It's over. It's over.
Let's Friday. Do it.
So, okay. Award nominations. The Female Superstar of the Year for WWE, Marcus. Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Bayley, Io Sky, or Becky Lynch? Who would be your nomination?
Easy one, Rhea Ripley. I think that she's leveled up more than anybody.
Absolutely, 100%. Here's a tough one. Male Superstar of the Year, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Seth Freakin' Rollins, Gunther, or Logan Paul? You could make a case for several of these.
Yeah, I think it depends on your approach. If you're WWE, if you want to just do it kind of based on who deserves it, I would say probably Cody Rhodes. If you want to make some noise with it, I would give it to Logan Paul.
I would say give it to Gunther. Think about his Intercontinental title reign. Boom. Unprecedented. Record-breaking. You know, that automatically elevates him to another new level, too, I think, too. Here's a good one, too, Marcus. Really good one. Best entrance, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Bianca Belair, Seth Freakin' Rollins, Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, The Rock, or Dominic Mysterio at WrestleMania 39, that whole prison thing he did.
It's The Rock, and I don't think it's close.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
That new entrance is something else.
That best entrance I think I've ever seen, and I might be prisoner of the moment, like I said, but geez, no way. Okay, here's another interesting one. Return of the Year. CM Punk, The Rock, Nia Jax, Randy Orton, or Naomi? Who's your pick there?
You got to go with CM Punk there. I mean, that return was just, I mean, it wrestling was turned on its head.
Absolutely. In so many ways, the industry was turned on its head. Now, The Rock, you know, obviously he's such a big star and what he's been doing is great. And obviously Randy Orton's obviously great to see. And same with everybody on this list. But
oh yeah, CM
Punk showing up and sitting down at Survivor Series in Chicago, man, and just a fastball pulled or curveball pulled because that credit thing at the end of it was at the bottom. Everybody thought it was over and boom, there he is. There he is. So definitely that return of the year. Okay. Faction of the Year, The Judgment Day, Alpha Academy, Imperium, The Bloodline, or Damage Control? Where do you go with this one, Mark?
I gotta go Imperium. I like how they all fit in together. I think that the group is just perfect. I mean, you look at them on camera, you're like, that looks like a group of dudes that would run together, you know? Imperium gets my vote. Oh, shout out to Blue Meanie.
Shout out to Blue Meanie. What up?
We're coming to Meanie Mania, baby.
Well, you will be there. On. Hell yeah. Party down. Miss Custers, hold my calls. All right.
Settle down. Take it easy.
I'm amped. All right. Here's a good one, too, Marcus. We're almost done. Rivalry of the Year. Seth Freakin' Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Dirty Dominic Mysterio versus Rey Mysterio. Bianca Belair versus Damage Control. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Or R-Truth versus The Judgment Day. Where are you going with this one, Mark?
Give me Dominic and Rey Mysterio all day on that one. I know it's okay. I know it's not the most high profile one, but brother, I'm just a sucker for the family feuds because I hate you so much.
Yeah.
no, really, it's dating back to like Owen and Bret Hart. Like, I love that stuff. You know, it just adds an extra layer to a rivalry. So yeah, that's the one for me.
This is a tough one. I think I got to go with. I'm going to pull the curveball here and say R-Truth and Judgment Day because it just kind of reinvigorated R-Truth. And like he immediately got back in the picture with it all. Hey, here's Razor, my cat. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello there. All right. NXT Superstar of the Year, Ilya Dragunov, Carmelo Hayes, Lyra Valkyrie, Tiffany Stratton, or Braun Breaker. I know you don't tune into NXT. Our cousin Tony's there. I'm kind of insulted a little bit more. But what do you think about this one? Who would you go here?
Man, it's between Carmelo and Braun, but I gotta go with Braun Breaker. He's just, man, the superstar potential in that guy. Like, it, not just like, oh yeah, he'll make it on the main roster. It's like, that guy could be main eventing WrestleMania in a couple years.
100%. Yeah, I agree with you. I think that would be the one too. Tiffany, she would probably be the second in line for me. But yeah, because what she's gonna do on the main roster is gonna be awesome. But yeah,
All right. Let's call him Braun Steiner when he comes up.
Too late.
So. Oh, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's change his name.
Braun Steiner. Match of the year: Bad Bunny versus Damian Priest at the San Juan Street Fight in Puerto Rico, Backlash 2023. Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn at Elimination Chamber 2023. Gunther versus Chad Gable on Raw September 4th, 2023. Asuka versus Bianca Belair versus Charlotte Flair at SummerSlam 2023, or Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania 39. What would be your match of the year choice for this, Mark?
Charlotte and Rhea. I love the passing of the torch moment. And it's really, you know, that's a very clear WWE putting their stamp on somebody like, yep, this is one of our biggest stars right this moment.
Absolutely. I agree with you there. Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley stole the show at WrestleMania. And Rhea Ripley's off to the races, so and still holds that title. So, very much a good reason for that.
Whoa, hot take from David down there, Dom. What do you think? Is he keeping the title?
No, he's not.
No, absolutely not.
I don't think so.
But appreciate the hot take.
Yeah, Cody will finish his story, and we're going to finish our story today on Friday for the weekend. Marcus, talk a little bit about what you're doing. We didn't cover your little journey that you got going on. You're starting a story. Aren't you?
That's right. That's now, you know, that's really what the wrestling world should be buzzing about. Not Cody finishing his story. Come on. It's Marcus D'Angelo starting his story. Really, it's an opportunity came up with International Wrestling Cartel here in Pittsburgh. And I've begun my wrestling training. First day of taking bumps, I was like, I woke up the next day, I was like, hey, I wasn't so bad. Everybody says you feel like you got hit by a truck. Like, I feel pretty okay. The next day I woke up and maybe not hit by a truck, but definitely like a Volkswagen or something.
A bike ran into you or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was hurting, but not hurting. You know, I'm still dumb enough to go back. So, I'm on 2 weeks of training. I'm having a great time. And like, really, Dom, I want to be able to get better perspective whenever I'm talking to guys like Jake, Ted, Hacksaw, whoever else. I want to have better perspective on what they went through, kind of like Paper Lion, George Plimpton. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we're doing here. And we're filming all of it. Thanks to you, my underwhelming videographer. and so stay tuned, folks. It's coming to YouTube sometime soon.
Yeah, how about that? It's been a lot of fun. IWC is a great promotion, very, very professional. It's been a cool kind of experience to kind of interact with those guys and everything and get the eyes on it. So pretty, pretty neat. Should be a fun story, Marcus.
Now I just have to up my thirst trap game like you do on Instagram.
Right. Check them out. Boom. Going on my Instagram, dom.d'angelo. You can check out my Instagram stories and thirst traps. Marcus, how do they follow you? You go Marcus P. D'Angelo, obviously, but what else you got going on?
It's please check out the podcast, The Snake Pit with Jake Roberts. Everybody's Got a Pod with Ted DiBiase, and exclusive on the Everybody's Got a Pod YouTube channel, The Hacksaw Hour with Hacksaw Jim Duggan. So the only place you can find that is YouTube. We do giveaways, there's interactive experiences, there's exclusive clips. I mean, if you're not over there, you're missing the boat, pal.
So you're a bum if you're not over there,
you're
right?
You're a bum. So it's youtube.com/@everybodysgotapod. And hey, while you're at it, go ahead and give me a follow at Jake's account, youtube.com/@snakepitpod.
Yeah. And guys, if you like me with a mustache, without a mustache, if you don't like me, but you like Rob Van Dam, hey, go to rvdtv.com. We just recorded a live episode last night with Mustafa of the Gangstas, and it was great. Amazing. It was our longest episode we ever did. We covered so much ground on there. Really cool, awesome dude. And it's a fun one. Go to rvdtv.com. That'll drop on Monday at 4:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But you can check some exclusive clips out there too. rvdtv.com. And hey, go to GagneandMagnum.com for Straight Talk with the Boss, Magnum TA and Greg Gagne. We're recording today. We're going to have a good new episode going on. We got a good topic in mind. Marcus and I talked about this off the air. Should be pretty interesting. Some interesting stuff happening there. So be on the lookout for that. GagneandMagnum.com. But guys, if you like Rumor Ninuna, give us 5 stars. Go to Apple. Go to Spotify. Give us those 5-star review. Help us out here. You can always tune in on Robert Karpolis's Twitter at WDCreative_ish. You can follow mine at Dominic D'Angelo. We'll be live on there. We're live on the Ad Free Shows YouTube, live on Rumor and Innuendo YouTube, live on SE Scoops, my website, where not my website itself, but where I write. Come on. Not taking the ego here. or you can go to Podcast Seat on X to check us out. And same with Rumor and Innuendo at X.
Hey, Dom, you got to highlight Brian's latest comment there before we sign off.
Oh,
it's only appropriate.
I am not ratting anybody out. I am not in a RICO case. Nothing like that. But I'm on the what's the guy's name from The Wire? McNulty. I'm on McNulty's side. McNulty and Bunk for life. Hey, guys, we'll see you Monday. Well, I won't because I won't be in Philly. But Robert will be here. Marcus won't be here. We got to talk to Robert about that. Oh, boy. Hey. We'll see you Monday here. Good luck in your future endeavors. And Marcus, wow, what a brother you are. Man, can't wait to see you in Philly, man.
Oh, man, always a pleasure, Dom. Looking forward to catching up with you, Blue Meanie, and everybody else out there.
Right? And hey, guys, don't swear this weekend, okay? But good luck in your future endeavors.